Hey everyone, this campaign is brought to you by Psychic Dolphin Garage. If you'd like to support us and our larger efforts to build a leftist community through tabletop role-playing games, head on over to patreon.com/psychicdolphingarage. And now, back to the show.
As you travel through the jungle, two of you remember back to a simpler time, simpler foe and farmers and rice paddies and a simpler mission, the eradication of communism wherever it may appear.
Now, I'm just a simple country businessman with a simple country lifestyle and a simple country dream, trying to expand a fried chicken business across international waters and to explore options and desserts that American palates may not be able to properly understand, such as a rice burger pasta chicken contraption or a little mini creme brulee style drink that's available. But Chris, I'm glad I have you here with me in Vietnam in 1963 so we can enjoy these kinds of delicacies together.
I reach over and I slap you right in the forehead as hard as I can. Ugh! And I pull my hand back, revealing a mosquito almost as big as my hand.
Thank you, Chris.
Colonel, I think he was pulling all the blood from your brain, Colonel.
That strong American blood. The blood of manifest destiny imbued inside of it.
Destiny isn't manifested, Colonel. It's shot out of the hands of all these goddamn communists.
Well, I think communism is shot directly out of the hands of all of these communists, but we're splitting hairs here. I just need you to know, Chris, that we've had an amazing time together, but I think that this time has run its course, and so we will find each other in another life. Not for me, but for you. And I just have to say, your leadership is so inspiring to me.
That's beautiful, Colonel. Thank you. I appreciate it. Where are you going?
Well, you see, some of the chicken is not legally what is considered chicken, so I have to try and go skirt some definitions over at the domestic side of things. But you just keep our boys safe.
Damn, Colonel. A form 69-420. I'll miss you, brother.
That's cutting-edge humor for the time that we are in. And I such an intellectual mind, something that can definitely never be replaced.
Colonel, we've waded through these jungles for 4 years together. You telling me about your chicken business, and me telling you to shut the fuck up because I think I hear something up ahead. Colonel, it's been a hell of a time. We've lost so many men under us that our platoon has changed at least 4 times, but it's still been you and me this every day out there.
Well, Chris, you take it easy.
On either side of you, by the way, Marlon Brando's character from Apocalypse Now and Rambo both come up and say, "They drew first blood."
I think as Rambo and fucking Brando walk up, Brazen Bull also in like Vietnam era gear walks up and says, I forget, was I in this one too?
And then suddenly the flashback dissipates and you hear the sound of a village up ahead.
I snap back. My M16 sights are swapped out for Magpul sights. I'm like, oh, damn, Colonel, there's a village up ahead.
I understand, but the real secret to any type of proper frying technique is the kind of oil that if you're going to be using. Now, many people prefer canola oil, but peanut oil has its own merits. Vegetable oil, of course, is great, but beef tallow, that is the real secret to any Kentucky fried chicken. It's that
Colonel,
little combination point.
Colonel.
What is it, Chris?
Colonel, shut the fuck up. I hear something.
Just like old times.
Just like old times.
Oh, Chris, I miss you so much.
All right. Somebody can roll me a perception check if you want.
Go ahead and give one of them a check.
Seven.
Fucking, yeah, maybe not that one.
all of you
that's
can.
That's a dirty 20.
Ooh.
All right, you hear up ahead. We know they have landed. We know this is our place. We've sent the youngins away. We will hold them here or we will perish. And that's all you hear?
I got a 22.
You hear the same thing.
What direction is it coming from?
It seems to be coming from almost everywhere.
Cool, cool. Well,
do I feel like this is something inside of my head?
Roll a will save.
Those my feet give me circumstance
bonus? Yep, it'll give you a +2 circumstance bonus.
Nice. Day 24.
That is a pass, and you are aware that this is a hallucinogenic terrain.
Ooh, okay. All right.
And I need everyone to roll me a will save.
Okay, that's good.
Damn it, I didn't bring my gas mask.
11. Another 30, 11 20. Total.
That is a fail.
Then, yeah, that was another dirty 20 for me. All
right, you are, you're fine.
Cool.
Colonel, you're back in Vietnam. You never left the flashback.
Chris! I'm much more warm to this Chris than to...
All your other jungle friend squad crew are all there. The definitely very real guys. Predator, Solid Snake.
Again, my good friend, never gonna die, Johnson. I'm so glad that you're here.
Oh, Forrest Gump is there.
Lieutenant Dan, for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, Pat Tillman pops up again.
John Brown, for some reason.
I don't like you, Colonel.
By the way, Feelings I don't mutual know if traitor. I also anyone within 30 feet of me also gets a +1 bonus to their will save, or a +2 if the effect originated from an undead.
I don't know if a 12 is kind of funny.
I think I'm pretty fucked.
The Colonel is in Vietnam, and so yeah, you're getting close to a thing, which means you loosen your grasp on the chicken prisoner who runs out towards the village.
All right. So just to clarify, I just want to make sure we are now entering Vietnam era tactics, Colonel Sanders.
Oh no, that's not good.
I
just want to make sure everyone. Okay, cool.
I'll roll an initiative check. I would like to make an athletics. To try to grab this.
To grab him? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Now I can make an initiative check, see if I act before the colonel does.
What we're going to do is we're going to roll initiative. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you can roll athletics for initiative. And if you beat the chicken, you can grab him.
25 is my initiative.
No hot damn.
Sorry, Zach. I only roll well when I'm not supposed to.
Don't worry, I also rolled a 25.
What's the standard roll for initiative? Perception? Okay.
Cool. You just beat the chicken, so you do grab hold of the chicken, but it's still going to shriek out. And
that's a 27 total.
God damn!
Yeah! We're experts!
I know.
In our field!
Right. So it is going to be Bull, Chris, Colonel, and then all the chickens will act. All
right.
And then your two idiots will act. Well, Shift's not an idiot, but the bunny is.
Hell yeah.
And as they enter into a clearing from the south, a quaint farming village with tattered tents and old huts. This is where many of the lower class chickens who don't work in the factories have lived. The farming class that sustains the island and grows the cocoa powder for the chocolate. In the clearing are tens of chickens, hiding in alleyways and beside the buildings, beside tents, ready, it seems, for you. Or maybe not for you, but for something. Mm-hmm. You think maybe, with your very adequate perception, they might have gotten tipped off that you were coming. Mm. You don't know how. All right, but we are going to start initiative, and Bullet is your turn. You drop a wall of shadow, and then it's your...
In my best Hades impression, just darkness. I'm a big fucking dork.
That rocks.
How could they have been warned between the fireball that exploded, and the entire squadron that disappeared.
And I don't know, the helicopter crash?
Yeah, someone 9/11 at the beach. Yeah, that would... We were normally so stealthy. All right. Okay, cool. So, Bo, I'm sorry, Bull, is your turn up?
No, you have one more action.
Yeah, that's three actions.
Wall Shadows is two.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
It's showing.
Oh, it is three actions. You're right. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take two.
Chris.
All right. Chris is next.
I reach out. I sweep him up. I hold him close, and as I squeeze my hand over his head, I say,
"My buddy, I'm pretty sure that we still got more bullets than your poor little family out there. Sorry, you won't live to see us win."
And I break his neck.
You coup de grace the captive chicken.
Yep, I coup de grace him.
Meat!
Yeah, Harlan just starts fucking sucking the fucking meat.
No, I'm running the chicken through you, Bull, to debone it.
Oh, no. Ugh, that's really heinous.
Oh, God.
Here your
For
rations.
Some reason, I take the feathers, too.
Here are your rations, Colonel.
Awesome, yeah.
That's good. I need to try that. All right. I'm just going to... I have line of sight through here. I'm just going to take a shot at this chicken. Can I ping him?
Oh, yeah. That's just line of sight. You're good.
Yep.
Fuck.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no. This poor chicken.
This poor chicken. It's on 28.
And it's I feel, that's a crit.
I feel like we've probably pulled this strat before, Bull and Chris.
Drop a wall, shoot the Kyle, just shoot the lights out.
Exactly. This is very Valorant of us.
All right.
Derogatory.
That's a crit. All right, damn, that's a pretty meaty chunk that you just hit that bird for.
15. I will shoot. I'm gonna spread my shots out a little bit. I'm gonna shoot for this guy next.
Okay.
Yep. That one.
Yep.
That is a 24.
That'll hit. It's clinging to life. Okay.
I just want to kind of clear out to the left, is what I'm assuming. I'm assuming
right.
We kind of have cover and we're moving left.
Hey, we can move to the left.
Can I shoot at this guy? He has cover.
He's going to have cover. You probably want to just hit one of the two in front of him.
Yeah, I'll just shoot at this guy again because I didn't hit him as good.
Are you sure you don't just want to use the action to move?
I'm providing covering fire.
Okay.
There you go. That's a spirit.
So I have a plus 13 to hit.
So it'd be a plus 3.
Okay. So this is 15.
On the die? Or total?
On the total.
Misses.
Yep. Okay.
Goes just left. All right, Colonel, you're up.
All right. Then again, I'm under the assumption that this is Vietnam. Right.
You think this is Vietnam. Also, you do not have dark vision, so you can't see past this wall.
That's fine. I'm going...
I feel like somehow that's not going to stop.
All right. Cool. Yeah, I am then going to actually, instead of running to the left, I'm going to go ahead...
It's gonna run
to the rice fields. And
oh, my God.
And...
Colonel, no.
Harlan!
Oh, so you end up, so you run, you dead sprint directly into, if you want, you can even make sure that you're still in the forest a little bit to get some cover, but you run towards the what you think are rice fields, but are just farm fields lying fallow. Yeah, you are under a chicken right now. So yeah, you're going to be in the forest right here. All right, it is now the chicken's turns. So this first group of chickens gonna fire at you, Colonel. Roll a reflex save.
16 plus... okay, it's 29.
It's a critical pass. You escape gunfire somehow. Vietnam Rambo, man. everyone else roll a reflex save as the chickens are just gonna fire blindly through the wall of darkness. And you're gonna get get a plus 3.
Okay, that's a 17 for me.
That's a pass. Oh, that's a fail, actually. Excuse me.
Fuck.
All right, that's a 15.
It's a fail.
These twos are haunting me.
What's the damage?
That's going to be 19 damage to each
God
of you.
God damn.
As the small chickens just fire away. All right, the grenadier chickens are going to blast a blast each. So another reflex save from everybody. And again, you're going to have a plus 3. So
13 plus.
You're good, Colonel.
Okay, that's a little better. Got it. I got a 21.
That's a pass.
Oof. Also 21.
That's a pass. And again, the rapid critically passed, and then just regular passed. All right, so...
Two.
That's still a pass. So you'll each take 10 damage.
All of us?
No, not you, Carl. You're good.
Okay. Just wondering.
Just.
You're goddamn near invincible right now, buddy.
They've just kind of randomly fired. Actually, only take 5 of that 10, so heal back 5.
Okay, gotcha.
And then the gorillas are gonna move.
Oh god, we're dealing with gorillas too?
not literal gorillas. But two elite warriors begin moving.
Awesome.
Chicken...
I couldn't resist, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. The chickens seem to realign themselves to make more tactical moves.
Nice.
And... these ones are gonna go over here. And okay, it's okay, so the bunny is going to be like, God damn, that hurt. And he's going to start inspiring you, and then he's going to make a break for the... He finally understands that he is in danger.
Finally.
And he's like, I hate when we play hide the bullet. And he's going to make a break for the house over here.
Nice.
As a shift. All right, it's back up to Chris and Bull.
Cool.
Either of you can go first. You do have Inspire Courage up.
Okay.
So yeah, the sound of gunfire and explosions go off. The wall of darkness is leaving you completely concealed. But you've taken a little bit of like fringe damage basically from wildfire. It won't be... Basically, they don't even know if they've hit you.
Can I cast Animate Dead on the chicken?
Yeah, you can.
Okay,
though Animate
good.
Dead might take a little while.
Oh, is it a 1 minute casting time or something?
Let me just
like
check.
Because it just says 3
Yeah, it's just 3 actions.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is sustained, so I can't cast anything else.
Well, you actually can. You just have to use one of your actions every turn to sustain it.
Oh, I see. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Neat then. Arise, chicken! Arise!
What level are you heightening it to?
Let's go ahead. I already used up all of my 3, so let's go ahead and do level 2.
Okay, so you can make it a ghoul, a plague zombie, a scorned hound, skeletal soldier, a festrog, or a festering gnasher.
Let's do plague zombie.
Cool.
This is a putrid, disgusting corpse that I've brought it back as immediately.
Yeah, let me get you a zombie, and I'll assign it to you.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
It does get to act on your turn.
Cool, okay.
I'm
gonna keep that simple and just have it run right up and start smacking.
All right, in the Zoom chat. So you turn this creature into the festering monster that it is, and
yeah, I'm thinking like as like necromantic energy leaves my hand and flows into it. You know, it's like evil green kind of like light because of course it is. It like kind of like fucking. Its flesh, like, decays in fast motion until you have this, you know, little chicken person, but, like, with its, like, you know, face all sallow and fucked up and, like, you know, old wounds reopen from, like, childhood and shit even. It's incredibly fucked. It's awesome.
It has 25 feet, so it can move up towards those chickens.
Okay, cool. Well, I think I'm gonna do just that, and, strike my minion!
Yep, so it has fist at plus 9 with bludgeoning plus grab and zombie rot.
Jesus.
Okay, let's attack with some good old, zombie rot is just...
A disease. They get exposed.
Okay,
they get exposed.
Okay, cool. Well, I think it's gotta be a classic zombie bite, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, no, requirement, the plague zombie is a creature grabbed or restrained.
Yes, so you gotta fist it first.
The fist is the grab.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's get fisting. Okay, that is a 27.
Damn, that hits.
Yeah, it does. Okay.
So, roll 1d8 plus 4, and it grabs it, and it has to make its fortitude save.
Okay, cool. Jesus Christ, this rules.
Critical failure. Great.
It's really fun. All right, so 1d8 plus 4 is going to be... Yes, that's an 8. Oh, 12 total, but yeah.
Yep. Also, roll a d6 because it critically failed, so it goes right to stage 2.
So that's a 2. I got
so it's going to be 10 total damage. And it cool. has been infected as a zombie. Eventually.
Oh, baby.
If it keeps failing.
I am a walking bioweapon. So fuck yes.
You have unleashed.
So just to give the...
Brinsling, you will rule over a kingdom of the undead.
I just am envisioning like the villager's perspective. Is that suddenly this wall of darkness appears. Then two people get sniped randomly. They see a Colonel Sanders running to the side. And then running right at them is a zombie chicken that bites one of them.
Probably of someone they know.
Yeah, is that Fred? Oh, God.
Yeah, no, it 100% does the full, like, Romero, like, come out of nowhere and just bite into
his neck kind
of thing.
It literally came out of a wall of darkness.
Yeah, yeah. God, that's fucked. That rules. We are so evil.
Yeah, so, you brought this guy to his village, snapped his neck there, raised him as a corpse, sent him out, and specifically sent him out as a zombie that, so the stage 1 is carrier, no ill effect. Stage 2 is just a negative damage, and then it takes a d6, and because they failed, they critically failed. But afterwards, it just cumulatively gets worse, until finally, at day 5, they die and rise again as a zombie.
Cool.
So congrats.
Democracy.
If they die beforehand?
If they die before it, they're fine.
Okay. Well, whatever.
So, right. It's just, if there's any survivors of this village.
Which reminds me of my son, the American Indian Wars.
What the fuck, Chris?
Speaking of Chris, it's your turn.
Yeah.
You said the infected one in
George Washington.
That's how you get him out of.
If I use coerce... Can I scream at Colonel Sanders something
soldier 1522-0056? This is your commanding officer. I command you to halt. You're no good to me, dead.
You can attempt to do that, yes.
Okay. How hard are you gonna make this for me? My coercion is my intimidation skill, which is +7. I think I have to roll like an 18 to make the DM happy. That's a 2.
The colonel's just like, not hear you. The colonel
I hear
in
you
Vietnam.
Loudly, clearly, Chris. We have to kill every last communist.
Jimi Hendrix is there with him. Like accompanying him with fucking along the
yeah.
Watchtowers.
Suddenly, for some reason in your mind, you're surrounded by Rambo, Jimi Hendrix. All of Creedence is there for some reason. They're not singing Cortin Sun. They're singing Proud Mary for some reason.
Okay, great CCR pull.
Roll in our rear. Just like a little bit of distortion coming through. Yep. Like just a smorgasbord of like the Vietnam War era is like cascading through you.
Perfect. I love this.
All right. So that's one action, Chris.
I'm gonna use two actions to run right here.
All righty. It is Colonel Sanders' turn.
All right.
Colonel, can you roll me a will save at the beginning of your turn?
I absolutely can. That is going to be a 3.
Colonel, you sink deeper into a delusion. You gain the... Okay. You become quickened, which means you gain an extra action every turn.
Yes.
But you are confused.
Yes.
The only thing you can do is move and try to attack.
But yes. All right. So...
Oh my god. We've both been mixing our own ways.
So, Colonel Sanders is going to... Good God, it does not like me running. Okay, so I'm going to take two actions
I just want to point out, you don't need to be right next to them to throw bombs at
them.
Oh,
no, but this is Vietnam. You have to see the fear in their eyes.
You have to run and throw it into the foxhole. Yeah.
Colonel Sanders can only pop a boner if he sees the communism leaving their body.
So you're jumping all the way here.
Yeah, I'm using two actions to do that. I'm going to use one action to go ahead and throw a blight bomb.
Oh my god!
Just
throwing poison at them.
Yeah, just really gunning for it.
Harlan War Crimes Sanders.
And I have to roll for that, right? So that's,
yeah, it's an attack.
Okay, so it's attack, which is that plus 12?
Plus 13, because you have an item bonus.
Okay, all right. Well, 31, then.
Crit. You crit the poor bastard. All right, so first off, the way that this is going to work is that you deal now 4d6 poison damage, 4d4 persistent poison damage, and then you also deal 4 splash damage to each of them.
So
that's not from a crit, that's just normal.
Okay, so it's 4d6, 4d4, and then what?
4.
And then just 4?
Yeah. Okay. So just roll me the 4d6 first, and then I'll apply that.
Okay, so that is going to be 20. Just straight up.
Jesus. Okay, so this guy in the back just takes 20.
Then the other is 13.
And then on the end of his turn, he'll take 13 damage.
So.
Well, you annihilate. You just, like, you run up there and you just, like, they're screaming, you're screaming, everyone's screaming.
And then for my second action, because I get an extra one, since that went so well, another blight bomb to the surviving member.
I'm thinking you kind of like whip your vest open and you just got the two of them like strapped to you.
Yeah,
are you in just like a classic like Colonel Sanders suit, or is it like a tactical Colonel Sanders suit?
Yeah, nat 20.
Oh my god.
Oh, fuck me running, dude.
Oh my god. 30, 30. Roll me a
d20. rolling 11.
11 is...
I ain't Kentucky Fried fucking around.
Oh my god. Critical damage plus the opponent's left leg is destroyed.
Jesus!
Oh god. Not the drumstick.
How is that now? Like, that just made it way too real.
Ah! Alright, so roll me that 4d6 again. Also, the guy you hit before just dies from the splash damage.
Oh, sweet, sweet. Hold on. So I rolled 4d6. I rolled a 5, a 6, a 6, and a 6.
So wow!
3.
Oh my god! You just destroy this man. His
Colonel 666 Sanders. Yeah.
God. Yeah.
My favorite SoundCloud rapper.
And then that's going to be 9 from the D4s.
It's not going to matter. He's not alive to have persistent damage. You've blown off his leg, and he's dead. Just there's two chickens left where two of their friends once were.
Well, I think he has the right flank. We'll go left.
All right, it's the chicken's turn.
Looks like the colonel has it handled.
looks like the colonel's in his element.
These ones are going to try to focus down the zombie.
So, by the way, how long do I have this extra action for?
Until I tell you
hell
otherwise.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You are confused, though. If you see your allies, you will attack.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's finger looking crazy.
The fact that you went the other side before getting confused is the only thing saving the party right now. It's so funny.
That's awesome. Good for us.
Just completely in Vietnam. All right, they...
That's what they call squad cohesion, folks.
All right, so this guy's going to get attacked by the zombie. They're only going to hit once. Oh my god, poor chickens. The zombie's probably going to kill that small group of chickens. All right, the rest are going to try to fire on just into all of you. So everyone roll reflex saves, except for you, Colonel. And if you're behind the building, you're going to get a pretty big reflex bonus, so don't. You're gonna get a plus 5, and Bill, you get a plus 3.
Okay, so I got a 24 total, though.
You pass. You'll take half.
Cool.
I get a plus 3, you said?
Plus 5.
Plus 5. It's a reflex. I rolled an 18. Reflex is plus 11, 29, plus 5.
You're fine. You completely are immune. Alright, so, Bull, you take, roll pretty well. 11 damage.
11! Alright, could be worse.
And then the elite commandos are gonna move. They're gonna get up close.
Hell yeah.
One of them's gonna come over to where all of you are. The other one's gonna head towards the colonel.
Let's go.
And he's gonna jump the fence, but that is unfortunately his last action. So he's right up there. I will kill you for my people. Alright, it's back up around on top. So you all get the Inspire Courage, or only the ones of you that are over here are gonna get the Inspire Courage.
Okay,
you're too
gotcha.
Far. But it's back up to a bull, and you're zombie. I assume you sustain
it? Okay. Yes, I'm going to sustain as my first action.
Yep, so you get to do two actions with the zombie.
Cool.
You do have a chicken grabbed.
Yes, so I'm gonna just double munch on that guy.
Alright.
So two jaw attacks. So it's plus 9, then plus 4.
Do the plus 9 first. We'll see what happens.
Right. Okay, so I'm gonna start rolling in here because I keep forgetting how to do it and fucking the Pathfinder thing. Alright, 1d20 plus 9. Okay, that's an 11.
That'll miss.
Yeah, okay.
And then
we're
plus
gonna try
4.
Again. Oh, so that'd be a 15. Then.
No, the next one's plus 4.
No. Right, I gotcha. 20 plus 4.
That'll hit.
Okay, a dirty 20.
Yeah, and then roll the d12 plus 4.
Yeah.
As you just have set this man on his former friends.
Okay, 10.
Minus 10. Cool. Cool. And he's still grabbed. All right, it's the rest of your actions, Bull.
Okay, so I got two more then? Okay, let's see, what's this distance
here? Oh, please, no. No.
Roller go. Okay, I'm just gonna take a move right there.
Okay.
Up behind, is this cover, this,
Yeah, this will be cover.
Okay, cool. So, and
for,
then,
for listeners at home, Bo's running up behind the building on the other side, there are...
Yeah, so there's like a broken down hovel, and Bo is just behind the wall of shadow and the broken down hovel, sort of like hunched down behind it, as the rest of the village, the chickens descend towards all of you. Except for Colonel Sanders, who's off in a field with one elite commando and the smoldering remains of two
Let's
chickens.
Go. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Alright, I think I'm gonna call out to this chicken on the back right and try and discourage, or demoralize, that's the word. And yeah, I guess just straight up intimidation, right?
Yep.
Cool. Let's see here. My intimidation is plus 13. Oof. Okay, that's 16 total.
I will not be afraid.
God, yeah, these guys are serious. They're disciplined.
Bull just doesn't quite understand the lingo right, so he's like using slang in a way that just makes him a little less intimidating.
Yeah. What the fuck were people saying back? Oh yeah. Submitting to American democracy is swag.
All right, Chris, it's your turn.
All right, I am going to.
As you continue to war crime your way through this place.
I think we're full on. I'm behind our support guys now.
Yeah.
I would like. I can't really shoot left unless I step left, but I can shoot right.
That's
it
true.
Looks like we should work our way to the right now. So this guy right here. Is going to have a shot taken at him.
Wizards and War Crimes.
Wizards and War Crimes.
17.
That is just a hit because of the debuff. Oh my god. Yep.
And then I have a plus 1 because it's 18, I believe.
Yeah, so that'll hit anyways, so, but...
Yep.
Cool. So are you attacking the one that's in the zombie's claws or one of the other ones?
So I pinged him. He's the one right behind the zombie in the claws. That
yep.
guy right there.
Yeah, that one. Okay, so roll damage. So it's 2d8 plus...
2d10 plus 2.
Oh, 2d10 plus 2, right.
That is 12 plus 2. 14 damage.
Okay. I'm gonna let you know, actually, longbows are D8s.
Yes, I have deific weapon on it. So I
oh my god, you're right, you do.
Yes.
you're the god of warfare has blessed your M4.
Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list.
I'm not picturing Kratos as Uncle Sam being a logo on Chris Kyle's weapon.
I mean, that happens in the epilogue of the fucking of one of the games. There's like fucking U.S. Army men fighting because of Kratos.
Yep.
It's really stupid.
Yep. Also, my desecrator cause matches perfectly with me just like letting the colonel do his thing because it's my selfish feature, my tenets of evil feature. I must never put another person's needs for my own. I must never put my own needs for those of my deity. I can perform acts others might consider helpful. It must be known the expectation that it ultimately furthers my own goals or those of my master. So,
damn,
the colonel dies out here. Died for Uncle Sam.
You're goddamn right he did. Just like all those people that you shot from the top of the Astrodome.
Oh no.
Allegedly.
Did we already reference that?
Allegedly.
I mean, he was saying it about the fucking the real one. So that's on the estate of Chris Kyle to take it
you
up with my
that?
Lawyer.
Kara Kyle or whatever the fuck your name was.
Karen Kyle.
I should have brought a grenade with me. I guess I'm gonna roll again against this guy. It's only a +5 this time.
Yep. +6.
+6. So 19 total.
That'll hit.
That is 14 again.
You delete a man. Just double tap.
I could shoot this one as a zombie. Can I shoot the one behind him?
Yes, you can.
It'd be just like a +2?
Yeah, it's +2.
Okay. I'll just take a shot at him just to see. Oh, okay. That's a 15, so don't hit.
It does not hit.
All right, it was close.
Colonel.
All right. I think we all know the drill here. We have an elite commando that has arrived in our presence. So I'm going to ask, does a 26 hit?
All right.
Right.
It does.
Hell yes. That's going to be...
However, he's going to take a reaction.
Bring it.
He's going to shiv you. As soon as you use a ranged weapon in his melee, he's going to shiv you in the ribs.
Okay.
He misses. he rolled a
okay.
2.
Okay, all right. Now I...
Right in the Kevlar vest.
Can I float something, for how this plays out?
Yeah, exactly.
The colonel, just kind of, like, kendo dodges his way out of this knife and fucking just, like, plaps the fucking bomb in the chicken's face.
Yeah, it shoves it right in his mouth. All right, roll that damage.
Right, since it's a...
Or what...
Yeah, since it's a blight bomb, that's 2d6 poison damage, then 2d4 persistent poison damage.
Yep,
so that's 8 poison damage and 6 persistent poison damage.
All right, I'll remember that it's 6.
Right.
Also, by the way, poison damage or persistent damage will not stack with itself, but it will stack with other types of persistent. So, for example, if you want to deal with something that deals persistent fire, he'll have poison and fire.
Well, I got good news for you because since I have 4 actions, the,
you do. Okay, good. Okay.
The next action is going to be alchemist fire.
Again, right at this guy.
Yes, again, right at this guy.
Well, he's already used his attack of opportunity.
Okay, Jesus. So that's an 18 plus.
So that's going to be plus what? So you're rolling 12, a plus 13. It's minus because your second attack. So it'll be 25. So it'll still hit.
Yeah. All right. Let's go. 25 then with 2d8. Is it? Sorry. I'm bouncing.
Alchemist Fire is. I think it's 2d8.
Yeah. With 2 persistent fire damage. Yeah. Okay. So.
Jesus Christ.
That is a 4. So 6, then.
Okay, so 6 and then 4 splash damage. And then he has a lot of persistent damage.
Yes. That is correct.
You can just attack him with regular weapons now if you want.
I would
just
have
napalm this guy in the face.
Yeah, but you have to attack. Yeah. You are okay, confused. So... Oh, I'm sorry. Roll your will save, because you technically could be unconfused.
Okay. That's a regular d20, right?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Plus your will.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm not going to use that one, because that was a nat 20, but I double-clicked it, so I'm not going to count it. 9 yeah. plus will is going to be 18.
You miss it by 2.
Yeah!
You're still confused. All right, so you have to take it. You want to take out your Striking Word Reaper and attack.
That's right. So I pull out my Striking Word Reaper, which, for the listeners at home, is a dagger that is a giant feather that you can unsheath it, and it can work as a quill or it can work as a dagger that I'm going to try and shiv right into this poor chicken's jugular.
At a plus two.
At a plus two?
Yeah, so total plus two.
Alright, that is going to be 17 plus two.
19, so you miss.
Alright, let's go.
But you can do it again and it's still at a plus two, because that's the highest the multi-attack penalty gets.
19? Plus total plus two, so 21.
Oh my god, that's an exact hit. just wailing around.
Okay, and Word Reaper is 2d4, so...
2d4, yeah.
So it's real soft and cute here. So the 5 total damage.
Yeah, so you're just flailing around at this guy.
Jesus, and he's not gone down much at all. Oh.
No, you've done enough to kill a lesser chicken.
I'll take it.
Speaking of, it's the chicken's turn.
This will not go well for me.
This group is going to attack the zombie. Still not doing great. This one's going to come over here and try to attack the zombie too. So a group of chickens are ganging up on the zombie chicken, basically trying to get rid of it. This group is going to be sent on a suicide mission over here. They're commanded to go try to take out Chris Pyle. Chris, roll a reflex save. As a squad of 4 little chickens roll up on you.
That I cannot escape these fucking twos. That is a 13 reflex save.
That is a failure. Finally. These chickens finally get you.
Are they within 15
there
feet
goes
of you?
Our Imperial
they
Super
are within
match.
15 feet of you.
Well, guess what?
Oh my god, you. You're going to resist it.
I'm
going
to resist 5 damage.
What is this, fucking Blaze in the Dark?
Take 10 damage total. Take, sorry, 8 damage total.
That's some real action hero shit. Like, yeah, you got shot up pretty bad, but you know, like, you're not like a pussy. Right.
This one's gonna charge in and seize you, Bull, and gonna use all of his actions to come up behind you.
Okay, what a dickhead.
And then this squadron's gonna come over here.
God damn.
So,
oh, fucking heck.
There's just a line of slightly better than average chickens waiting beyond the darkness.
Cool.
They are zoning in on you. Alrighty. It's time for Bunny Boy to do some stuff.
Please.
Don't worry, I got this.
Don't worry, buddy. I got
and
this.
What's,
oh, I got
what's
this too!
What's Brent been up to?
Brent's going to be doing stuff too. They both have spells.
Nice.
Brent is a druid.
Okay, Brent.
Cool. And the bunny is a primal caster.
Shit. Nice.
Not a primal caster. He's a bard. And he's going to use one of my personal favorite spells. He won't use Comfy Cabin, though he's thought about it multiple times. He is going to cast Sound Burst.
Ugh. I hate this fucking kid.
So he's going to cast a 10-foot burst at these chickens. They all fail. Holy shit.
Nice.
Awesome.
So Sound Burst does... He's going to do it at third level, so 3d10 damage.
Nice.
26 damage. Oh my god.
Jesus.
He annihilates 2 of them.
Oh, yeah.
And the
yeah,
other
buddy.
2 are at 1.
Nice.
And then he's going to cast Inspire Courage for those of you that are around.
Hell yeah.
Good friend Brent, the shapeshifter Shift, is going to do some dubious stuff. He's going to come over here. He's going to use haste on Chris Kyle. So, Chris, you have an extra action that you have to use to either attack or move.
Okay.
Every turn.
Perfect. God, that's powerful. All
right, so Bullet is your turn.
Okay, well, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to attempt an intimidate on the guy who snuck up on me here.
Yep.
Going to do another demoralize, because goddammit, one of these eventually has to work. let's give this a shot. So that is going to be just straight up and down intimidation. Oh, that's an 18. I am just rolling fucking
standards. I am not afraid of you, witch.
I'm gonna double down on it, I think.
You can't do it again.
Oh, yeah, okay. Then I'm going to sustain the zombie with the other thing.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna have him munching. So that's plus 9, right?
Yes. Okay. Also, he's gonna shiv you, because he gets to shiv you on that.
Oh, as a reaction?
Let me check. But go ahead and do the zombie.
Yeah. That's a 21 to hit. For another jaw attack, by the way.
That hits.
Cool. Roll. What is it? 1d12 plus 4. Let's see that. Okay, that's an 8.
So he dies.
Awesome.
I have to check if sustain is a manipulate, because if it is... nope, just the concentrate trait. You're good. You do not get shivved.
Okay, cool.
But your guy still has an action. You could turn and attack the chicken next to him.
I guess so. I do kind of want to head him back to... he's got a pretty slow move speed, right?
25. He's as fast as you.
Okay. I might bring him into the fight back here behind the shadows.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So you bring him.
So go ahead and do that.
All right. And you have one more action.
Okay. I guess just a basic up and down attack with my, fucking crossbow.
You probably don't want to use a crossbow
this close, right? My Kopesh.
Yeah, your Kopesh is... Well, your Kopesh sucks.
I've got plus 0 to hit.
You don't have plus 0.
I don't have any one extra spells,
though. You have plus 7.
Oh, okay. Still, not great. 1d8 slashing.
Let's look at your spells.
Yeah, I probably should have selected some,
Yeah, you have no one action spells.
Yeah. Well, new to the system.
Gouging Claw is a good opportunity to attack sometimes.
Oh, actually, I think I have something from that monstrous skeleton background that will help with that. Let me see here. Yes, you gain a claw, horn, tail, or wing unarmed attack that deals 1d6 damage.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay, that's better than nothing.
So that's going to be at a plus 9.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So I'm going to try and gore this guy with my horn then. So just straight up and down d20 plus 9. Let's see. Cool. 13.
You do not hit. All right.
Jesus Christ,
Chris,
Pathbuilder. Hey,
yeah, Chris, you are up and hasted.
I'm going to cast my Cry of Destruction, which should hit 4.
So I will say, if you hit somebody first, your Cry of Destruction will do extra damage.
Yeah. I think this guy would get hit first.
No, you would have to attack him first.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so that's two actions. I have my gun out. I kind of want to have my greatsword out instead, but that's an action.
You could shoot before you move and then do it.
Can I move, I guess move, and then shoot this guy?
Sure. So Chris is charging past the wall of darkness towards a line of clucking chickens.
Out of darkness, democracy dies.
Okay, Washington Post.
22 to hit.
Yep, that'll hit.
Plus 13, 15 damage.
Okay. So now when you get up in there, your cry of destruction will be d12. So he's getting right up in the face of this line of 9 chickens.
Yep.
And he's just screaming, and they have to roll a fortitude save.
Nice.
I wrote the Chick-fil-A, you don't scare me.
Unreal. Unfucking real. Natural one, natural three, natural four.
Wow.
Oh my god.
So I roll 3d12 for this.
Roll 3d12 and I'll double it for the one that critically failed.
Damn.
Okay. So I think
that's awesome.
That's how you intimidate Bull.
Auto heightened.
It's 3d12s.
Yeah, so when it's auto heightened, yeah. Okay, 7, 4, 12. 12 damage.
So these two take 12 and the other one takes 24.
Nice.
It just screams at them.
Yeah, I don't roll double damage. It just doubles the damage on the one.
Yeah, it's just the one.
Cool.
All right.
It's the barbaric yop equivalent of yay, yay!
Woo! All right, Colonel, you are up.
All right, I have a question.
Yes.
So...
Oh, this guy was also supposed to take some persistent damage. Yeah. Give me a second, but go ahead.
All right, so if I... do the drowning rules apply to these chickens the same that they would apply to us?
I mean, yes, okay. In theory.
I'm just asking.
Why do you ask?
That's a weird fucking question. I love it.
Mainly because this chicken commando is a fucking tank, and I'm worried I'm going to run out of bombs here. But I do have a bottomless stein, and I am pretty dexterous. So I can fit the stein over him and just slam that motherfucker and keep trying to hit it to drown him. In the stein.
I will let you attempt an athletics check to grapple him.
Okay.
Grapple him and then just restrain him with the stein over the head.
Yeah, exactly. He is going to shiv you, or attempt to shiv you.
You know, that's fine. Okay, so 14 plus.
Oh, also, roll me a will save.
Stein is
you might be too confused to do this.
So I rolled a 13 for the will save. And I rolled a 13 plus. And you said athletics or acrobatics?
Athletics.
Okay, and so that's a 21 for the grapple.
That does not get past his DC. Yeah.
Okay. Is that 13 on the die for the will save?
Yeah, will you are still confused.
Okay.
And he does not shiv you. He misses.
Nice. Okay, so I still then have three actions to do.
Yep.
13 is 22. 22 doesn't pass the will save?
22. Wait, oh, was that a 13 on a die?
13 on the die.
Oh, yeah, you are no longer
damn.
Confused.
Okay, so I just have two actions left. Well, okay.
You become lucid again.
Chris, my favorite Chris. Where'd you go? Let's okay, well, I rolled a 19 for, you guessed it, Blight Bomb.
19 total or 19 on the die?
19 on the die for
oh my God.
The Blight Bomb.
Brutal, dude. Don't bury the lead like this. This
that's
is awesome.
A crit. That's gonna be a crit on this guy.
Hell yeah. All right. So,
no, don't do this to this man.
That's 4d6, 4d4.
Brutal.
Yes. And also, this chicken dies. Just collateral damage up top. So the splash damage on the chicken commando, and describe the chicken commandos, they have, like, feathered headdresses, they're dressed in armor, they have, like, basically shotgun pistols and swords, like little swords, short swords, and
hence the shivs.
Yeah, and he throws a blight bomb, this guy gets hit, and then the guy next to him melts in like poison.
Oh, Jesus.
Committing war crimes over here.
This is the supervillain factory. Okay, so that's a 10 damage, just straight up from the D6s.
The 4d6 is 10?
And
yeah.
And that's 2, 4, 7, 8. 8 from the d4.
Okay, so he's going to have 8 and 3 persistent damage on him every turn.
Sweet. I don't think I got too many blights left, so I'm going to have to switch up the strategy soon. Oh, hold
you
on. I
this,
get
bud.
One more action. If I'm...
Yeah, you do have one more action.
Let's fucking go. All right, so roll with just a regular attack here. So, shit, that's going to be a 4 plus 12, 16.
That's a miss, but it will do the splash damage.
Well, hell yeah. Let's go.
All right, it's the chicken's turn.
Bring it.
This guy's going to point his gun at you and say, "You are a monster." And he's going to shoot you point blank. He's going to roll a 5. Oh my god. He's like the elite chicken guard. And he's just like, ah. And it just misses. Just complete fucking whiff.
At what point does Colonel Sanders just walk up to him menacingly with like the anime glasses glare, just like fucking some sort of one-liner? I think that's how you got to do it, Min.
We're getting pretty close.
No, this guy's getting... not even like half health right now. He's looking pretty good.
He's okay. He's gonna try to shoot you again.
Yeah, of course.
I will kill you for my people. He shoots you. And he rolls a... Rolling. 15 plus 5. He hits you. He's going to roll a 21.
Hell yeah. Let's see what damage you got.
What's your health at right now, buddy?
I'm at full health right now.
He rolls a 21?
Oh my god. He rolls a 21 total.
Oh, so I 21 health?
Sanders AC 23.
Wait, your AC is 23, Carol yeah. Sanders? Oh, well, then never mind. He
bulletproof, baby.
Who's the tank now, bitch?
Oh my god. He's gonna try to hit you again. He's gonna fish for a crit. He fished for he got a crit,
now, right? Dog.
But it's a crit failure.
Oh, yeah!
God, this guy, this is the elite of the elite, and Colonel Sanders just standing there. Oh
well,
my
he's
god.
Scared shitless. Fucking, this is like roll, fucking chicken Satan.
He just rolled,
in
a,
the
he
flesh.
Rolled a natural 20 on his crit fail, so he rolls again twice. Alright, 10 and 6. Alright, 10 is. Oh my god. Alright, so he falls over. Falls prone. Uh-huh. Just trips and falls uh-huh. prone. Doing great. Just doing great. Twists his ankle and reduces his speed by 1/2.
Good. Good.
Brutal.
Alright.
So, just to clarify here, again, for my plan, he's prone.
Yes, he's at your feet.
God. What, are you going to just fucking like pour boiling oil in his
the
face?
Gravy stein. That's about to
just... Oh, my God. Oh, God, right.
The line of Jesus chickens Christ. Is going to attack you, Chris. So okay. Roll a reflex save.
Natural 20.
Oh my god. Just like, I want to explain this. Chris Pyle's up against a building. There are 9 chicken,
chicken commandos.
Yeah, commandos just like lined up. They have him in his sights. They are no more than 10 feet away from him. 20 feet at the most, 30 feet some. And they just all point and fire and just all miss. Every single one of them.
Yeah, I'm thinking Chris does that like last second like duck back behind cover action hero nice. Shit, where just a hail of bullets just barely misses him because he's just that handsome and Jim from the Office.
The sun glints off of my Navy SEAL trident pin that's in my webbing and it hits all of them in the eyes, and they all as the sun glints into their eyes and they swing wildly and miss.
These ones are going to come here and try to surround Shift and Ernesto. There's 4 kind of shitty chickens around the bard. They hit Ernesto for the first time. Oh, my precious soy! My skin, it's hurt! This is not poggers! And this group's going to come over here. And it's going to be Ernesto's turn. I hate you! And he's going to Vicious Mockery this one. And it dies. It dies from being mocked. Your shoes suck.
Everybody thought British people were real clever back then, yeah.
Oh, with a scathing wit. I can't wait to recommend the show Sherlock to someone.
Shift is going to cast Electric Arc and damage these two, who will fail. All right, it's back up to you, Bo.
Okay, well, I think I need to dispatch with this fella right here, so I'm gonna have my zombie do his thing real quick.
Here's the thing, you could have the zombie move and take the attack of opportunity for you.
What do you mean?
So like, you see that this guy has attack of opportunity. You could have your right. zombie move and provoke it, and then you'd be free to do whatever the fuck you want.
Okay, so any of my actions would
no anything with the move or manipulate.
Okay, gotcha.
Or except for a 5-foot step.
Okay. All right then. I think then I'm just gonna sustain and then probably do gouging claw after that.
So you're gonna sustain.
Would that work?
Do you want to move this guy so he's flanking to get? So you can move the zombie around behind this guy so you get flanking.
That's probably a good move. Then.
So he goes to attack the zombie. He does hit the zombie, but not for much. Kind of cool. Crap damage. But the zombie is around, and now you and the zombie are providing each other flanking. So you've surrounded this elite chicken, like grenadier. With the corpse of one of his former men.
Awesome.
And you can make the zombie attack him now. And it's okay. He's gonna be flat-footed.
Okay, so what bonus is that?
It's a penalty to his damage, or to his AC.
Okay, rather. Cool. So roll 1d20 plus 9, let's see here.
23. That'll hit.
Hell yeah. Alrighty, and then what was it for the smack?
D8 plus 4.
Again. D8 plus 4.
Also. And zombie rot.
D8 plus 4. Okay, so that's 10.
He does save against the zombie rot, but that's fine.
Oh, he does? Okay, bummer. Well, hey, 10 damage ain't bad.
But yeah, now you can gouge and claw with a plus 11.
Shit.
Yes. Okay, that's a 25 total.
That'll hit.
Roll
your damage.
So, per the description of the spell, you temporarily morph your limb into a clawed appendage, which I think is just my skeleton hand gets even crazier.
Yep.
Okay, that is 15.
Yep, you just slash across his face and he takes 15 damage.
Hell yeah. Then, okay, so that's on a crit. I deal double damage plus the bleed.
That is your turn.
Fingers crossed. Yes, it is, right.
Chris, you're up.
I'm dropping my sword.
Are you dropping your bow or your M4 taking out your...
I'm dropping my M4 and I'm pulling out my sword, sorry.
Yeah.
And now I have 3 attacks. First one's going to be against this guy in the front.
I'll say that you're right here.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you're closed in on this group of chicken commandos. You've got your sword out and they're trying to surround you, but... What are you going to do?
First thing I do is roll a nat 1.
And roll a nat 1. All right, roll a d20.
It's a 2.
2 is... you're going to take a minus 1 penalty to your armor class in the next round.
Oh, okay.
I can handle that, maybe. All right. Second attack is going to be against that same guy. It's only a plus 5 this time.
It should be a little more than a plus 5, because you have a plus 12 total.
I have plus 13 total.
So that should be at a plus 8.
Okay. Oh, that's right. That's right. Plus 8. That is a 22 to hit.
That'll hit.
All right. Maybe we could have killed the Beach Boys a little bit faster, but we worked our way through it.
You were warming up.
Beach Boys. I was warming up. It is a 12 and a 1. So that's 13 plus 4. 17 damage.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Even on mediocre damage, you just do well.
Yeah. And I'm going to turn and I'm going to try to finish off. This is my third.
Yep, so this will be at a plus 3.
Yep. It's a 6 total.
You miss.
No dice.
Alrighty. It is the Colonel's turn over in Nowhere Land.
So, I see in my field that there's one regular chicken, there's the commando chicken. The commando chicken is prone and on the ground.
Prone on the ground, and I forgot to take some extra damage from you, so he is not doing great.
Right. So, I also see that I'm about to be flanked by 4 other regular chickens. Is that correct?
Yeah, 4 clucking chickens are rushing to their commander's assistance.
Fantastic. Since he's prone and on the ground, and I already have my stein out, I'm going to use my first action to force his head into the stein to, have him start to drown on the gravy.
That's going to be an athletics check, but he's going to get a bonus. Okay.
Well, I rolled a 16 plus 7 is 23.
Oh my god, with the bonus, you exactly fit it over his beak. So this man starts drowning in gravy. All right.
I'm going to, you know, be using my body weight, basically, to keep him drowning in the gravy. And then for my next action, I'm going to throw a alchemist fire bomb at the group of four chickens that are there. Let me roll that. That's an 18 plus, Jesus Christ, I'm rolling well. 18 plus 12, so 30.
It'll be minus 5 because the trying to fit the Stein over is going to be counting as a first attack. But yeah, you so, still hit.
25 then, and yeah.
Yeah, goddamn.
So 2d8, that's going to be 13 damage. Yeah.
How much damage?
13 total.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, you get these guys.
And then I am going to go ahead and the chicken that is next to me. I guess I'll still go at the guy who I'm on top of, rather, the chicken commando.
Yeah, the chicken commando who's just like drowning.
Not having a good day, by any means. Do I get any sort of advantage if I were to use my dagger on him since I'm already on top?
He's prone, so he'd be taking a penalty to his AC.
Okay.
So you're basically stabbing him in the ribs.
All right, nice. So that is 19 plus 7, so 26.
Well, it's going to be plus 2.
Plus 2, I'm sorry, 19 plus
yeah.
2.
But that'll hit with the penalty. All
right, sweet. All right, that's 3 damage to it.
Oh my god, yeah, you're stabbing away at him. He's having a rough day. All right, it is his turn. Chicken's turn. All right, he's going to attempt to beat your grapple. Okay. He's going to try to regain control of the grapple. So he's going to roll his own athletics check against your... Oh my god, he's going to fail. He's going to fail.
That's right.
He's going to attempt to shiv you in the ribs.
Go for it.
He's going to miss.
Yeah! Stay dead!
And he's going to lose a round of oxygen. And then also lose 11 hit points and not save. So he's drowning in poison and fire. These ones are like, oh, leave him alone, look, look. And they're going to jump around and try to like jump you and get around you. And these ones are all going to attack you. So there's 5 little chickens surrounding you, and you're on their leader's back. That is a natural 1, a natural 7, a natural 4, 1 natural 20,
hell yeah,
there, and a natural 5. So one of them's going to hit you, and it's a crit.
Nice. Fuck. All
right. Right in the kidney.
The other ones are going to fail to hit you. Okay, we'll roll the crit and the failure at the same time. So for the critical failure, this guy rolls a 19. Okay. A nearby ally struck for normal damage. So one of them just accidentally kills one of their other ones.
Just murks them.
Goes, ah! Just misfires and hits.
Oh, brutal.
The critical success, however...
It's fair. It's fair.
Triple damage!
Fuck. I think I'm still at full health because the other one missed me. So.
You still have not been hit. Yeah. It's really funny. Okay, so here we go.
About time, if you ask me.
Yeah, this one's at least going to deal some amount of damage. Okay, so that is going to be 15 plus 12, 27 Jesus. Damage as it just shoots you in the head.
All right, 36. Let's go.
So you're just getting ganged up by a bunch of little chickens. All right, these ones are also going to... Chris, these... This one's going to move around. They're going to try to flank you and do these ones are going to try to do attacks on you.
Okay.
All right. So each of them is going to attack twice. Does a 21 hit you?
No. I have minus 1 for 1 round?
Yes.
Yes.
That does not actually stack with flat-footed, so no, you don't get hit there.
Okay.
Damn. Cause circumstance bonus. Frick.
Gotcha.
That's gonna be 2 hits on you.
Okay.
Alright, so you're gonna take a total of 14 damage. How you looking, Chris Kyle?
Not great.
What are you at?
16 health.
Alright, these ones are going to cross through the wall and start just shooting at Ernesto Bonita.
Blap, 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 blap.
So a group of five of the lesser commandos are going to come through and try to shoot at the bunny despot. And one of them rolls a critical failure and the others just roll. None of them roll above a 10.
Wow.
This man is the luckiest bunny alive.
We are doing nothing to save him.
I know, he should be dead.
Should have been dead on the beach.
Our mission was to get in the castle and, you know, maybe keep Brent around. Ernesto is collateral damage.
Alright, okay, so now it's Ernesto's turn. And he's gonna drop another sound
Hell
burst.
Yeah, Ernesto.
Failure,
no.
Critical
no,
failure.
Ernesto. Ooh.
No, that's oh. Good. Those are your enemies.
Saves.
Okay.
Let's go, Ernesto.
Surprisingly confident fail sign. I'm helping.
He's growing on me.
Okay, and then Brent will now lightning bolt through. No, the bunny will move here, and then Brent's going to lightning bolt this group.
Sweet.
4d12 electricity damage comes out of his hands.
Yeah.
That is 35 electricity.
Holy fuck.
This one evaporates, this one evaporates, this one evaporates, and this one is left with 25 hit points.
Badass.
Yeah, the side characters are coming through here. All right, it's back up to you, Bull. So yeah, so just so everyone knows, there were five chickens clustered in a line near the rabbit and the shapeshifter, and the shapeshifter just deploys a bolt of lightning and just vaporizes four of them.
Amazing.
The commandos decided that surrounding me was good enough, and they thought that they were going to go fuck with our druid.
Yeah, they really did. In theory, this should work. They are in your back line, attacking your spellcasters.
Yeah, right? And yet... Well, we'll see how well this...
No amount of strategy or reason has been enough to save these. They have had the superior tactics. It has not mattered.
So, since the commando is grabbed, if I try and move away, is that going to provoke an opportunity attack?
It still will, but he'll have a penalty.
Okay. Will the zombie jawing him trigger the opportunity attack?
No.
Okay, shit. Well, I guess I'll go ahead and do that. Just have him jawed, you know. Have nibbled on here. First and foremost. Okay, that's 25.
That'll hit.
And that's 1d12 plus 4, correct?
Yep.
Cool.
11.
That's 11 damage.
Oh my god. This guy's looking not great.
He's like clockwork, ball.
Yeah, but anyway, so I'm going to move just a smidgen to the left here, away from this poor guy.
You'll still be in his range.
Okay, so does that not even provoke an opportunity attack?
That would not. That would 5 foot step. But your zombie still has another action, by the way.
Oh, right.
You could
let's bite again.
You could have your zombie move to provoke, or you could just not and just bite again.
I'm going to just bite again. Let's see if we can fucking kill this chump. So that's 1d20 plus 4,
yep.
Correct? Cool. Ah, damn, it's a 7. All right,
so you miss.
How do you miss a bite?
On the plus side, Bo, don't feel bad, because your zombie chicken is almost taken out. A commando, like the elite tier chicken. I'm still working on my first one.
Yeah, no, it's a grisly scene, because it's like they've got beaks, but all they've got is like the little teeth, you know. So it's just like it's like trying to kill somebody with like construction paper scissors. It's real gross. Anyway, that said,
gouging claw time.
Yeah,
I was actually gonna 5 foot step just to the left here. So I'm a healthy 15 feet from these boys. Wait, shit. No, that's 3 fucking actions. God damn it. Yeah, gouging claw. Fuck
yeah,
it.
He's going to try to shit you. We'll see if he hits.
Okay.
What are you at, Bo?
Does a 19 hit you, Bo?
It does not because of mage armor.
God.
Yes! Thank fuck. Okay, cool. Useless fucking spell. Okay then, I guess I can go ahead and do my counter gouge. Yeah. Let's fucking see it.
That's a 28.
That is a crit because of... Oh my god. You crit because of the penalty.
So that is, what? 3d6 times 2?
That's going to be, yeah, 66 plus 8.
Jesus
and the bleeding.
Christ.
But you're just going to kill this man. Describe, again, yeah, roll the damage and then describe how you murder this elite commando.
Yeah, it's 24 damage.
Yeah, he is dead.
Yeah, I'm thinking, yeah, I just do the skeleton claw thing again, and as his comrade is, like, nibbling through his neck, because they're about the same height, I imagine, you know, I just, like, reach down as, like, my fucking, like, forearm bones extend, fucking driving my claw into the center of his neck. I pull it and just, like, it's like fucking popping a cork. I just, like, rip the head square off this fucking chicken.
Yep, and the body slumps to the ground.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's so dope.
So, now that that's happened...
So that happened. Populous.
Yeah, so that's happened. Your turn.
Yeah, that's my turn. And what a turn
Chris,
it was.
Chris, you're up, and you're surrounded by four lesser commandos who don't know their leader is dead.
Perfect.
I'm just where I want them.
Spitting blood at 60
on this guy
health.
First. Yeah. That is 17 on that guy. I don't think that hits. It's like a plus one, maybe.
What do you have?
That's just it's 4 on the die plus 13 on my sword. I think if I'm hasted.
Hasted doesn't.
Have courage.
Yeah, you don't have courage up right now.
Yeah, so that's just a 17 on the first swing on this guy.
Yep, that'll miss.
I'm swinging on this guy. That's a 19 on the die.
That
one's gonna hit.
That'll hit.
That's a plus 8, so it's 27.
Yeah, that'll hit.
That's 17 plus.
Yeah, you chop through this chicken lesser commando.
Perfect. How tall is this building that I'm right next to?
It's about 10 feet tall. You could try to climb up on it.
I also have a feat called Quick Jump.
We got two of them.
I can use high jump and long jump as a single action instead of two actions. If you do, you don't perform the initial stride, nor do you fail if you don't stride 10 feet.
Nice. Okay. So you just hop.
Can I just hop straight up.
Does that's that... an
like the movie.
That's an athletics check.
Like
but
it's
yeah.
The super dome.
Alrighty.
Oh my god.
We rolled an 18.
Yep. You go whoop and you Mario hop up onto there.
Perfect.
And they took all their melee weapons out to attack you. God damn. All right. Cool. You have one more action.
I do have a fourth action. I should have swung again.
Do you want to swing before you do that?
I want to swing again before I jump.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I'll
roll
the athletic
awesome.
Checks if you athletic.
No,
check
that's fine.
To. Okay. That's an 8 plus. This would be my third attack.
Yeah, so it's not gonna hit. So you just Mario jump up. Okay.
Yeah, Mario jump up.
It's the Colonel's turn. Currently drowning a man.
After persistent damage, how much HP would this guy have left? If you don't want to tell me, that's fine. I
can't tell you. He's about a third. It
god
looks
damn.
Like.
Okay, so we got
not looking healthy.
Here.
He's a tanky dude. All
right, tallow bomb time.
You could tallow bomb. Oh my god.
Yeah, everyone. I'm tallow bombing everyone in the vicinity that I possibly can, because I'm still on top of him. I guess I should take an act. I have to take an action, right, to make sure that he stays subdued.
Yeah, you do not actually. Yeah, you do have to spend. You have to maintain the
grapple 20
at the beginning of your turn. Oh my god. Yeah,
you ain't gotta maintain shit.
You're just you're fucking drowning this man.
Then I rolled a 13 plus 12 is going to be 25.
Yep, you tallow bomb.
Motherfuckers. I made this from your friend.
I know that it's a tallow bomb, but when you say it, it sounds like tallow bomb.
Tallow bomb.
Like Taliban, but tallow bomb.
This is for Mo.
Of course.
Okay, so roll damage on this terrible thing you're doing to this man.
D8, two fours. So eight damage because two fours. Yeah. Sorry.
Yep. And you deal splash to the other chickens. All right, you have one more action.
Ah, man. I just got to shank this guy again. Just, really got to try and do what I got to do.
Yep.
You're carving up the fucking Cornish game
exactly.
here.
You're making a fucking Thanksgiving feast over there.
This is my third action. I rolled a 14, so I don't think that does anything.
Yeah, you're not going to hit, but that's fine.
God damn. All
right, it's their turn. This man's going to try to reclaim the grapple. What is your reflex DC again? Okay, there we go. Fail.
Nice.
Natural one. Lose a round of air.
Oh my god.
Damn. How much air does he have left?
He has one round of air
left. Let's fucking go.
So he will die at the end of this turn from drowning in gravy.
Awesome.
The other chickens are going to try to attack you. One will hit for 8 damage.
Yeah. Feels right.
Oh my god. Okay, and then this guy drowns in gravy.
I'm sorry, but nothing about this feels right, Kelton.
Hey, all of this is wrong. It's so wrong. All right, these guys are going to drop their swords, pick up their guns, and try to shoot Chris with an action each.
Okay.
Your AC is back to normal. The highest of them is a 20.
Well, none of them hit me.
Motherfucker. All right, this one is going to... feel the fear of things and run off into the jungle. It has been bit by a zombie.
Oh, fuck yes, let's go!
These ones are going to go over here. One is going to go try to kill Bo. The other one's going to go over here and try to kill Ernesto. They hit. Bunny has taken some damage. He's down to single digits.
Down.
Bull does a 14. Nope, Bull does not get hit.
Nope.
All right, it's Brent Schiff's turn. Schiff's gonna look at you meaningfully, Bull, and he's gonna gesture at this guy. Like, do you want me to heal him?
Bull just kind of gives a shrug. He's still got the neck skull head situation in his hand, but he just kind of does a big shrug.
Yeah. Instead, Brent will just do some attacks. He kills the chicken.
Okay, cool.
And Bunny's gonna heal himself. Ernesto Bernita.
Cool.
Alright, cool. It's back up to you, Bull, and there's 5 chickens left. And cool. The elite chickens are dead, one from being bitten by his friend, the other one from being drowned in gravy. That's the most embarrassing way to ever go.
I'm gonna turn to this little bastard next to me and shout at the top of my fucking lungs, in the name of Barack of Honolulu, son of King George of New Haven, Connecticut, I command you, kneel.
And you,
let's roll intimidation on that. That's going to be a fucking demoralize or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's see how well this actually works. If this does not, I am done intimidating. It's just not a fucking thing that's going to happen.
Roll.
Christ on a fucking poker stick. That's 16.
No, man.
That sucks.
I
All right, cool. I'm going to hit him with his dead friend's head.
Yeah, his dead friend moves up and attacks him.
Oh, I meant let's do the zombie first, actually. Grab's a good idea. Fucking... All right. Roll 1d20 plus 9 for the grab. That's a 19.
That'll hit.
Okay, cool. And 1d8 plus 4. Fucking intimidation. God damn it. That's 11 damage.
This guy's looking very bad.
9.
Cool.
Also, he does not look like he's saved against the zombie rot.
Nice! Now I am going to strike him with the head of his dead commander.
Just fucking wail at him. Are you doing a
Yeah, I don't care if it's improvised weapon rules or
I'll just say
or
you can do a gouging claw, but put your claw through the face of his commander.
Oh, that's pretty good, except I don't have two things, because I did that boneheaded, dare I say.
Yeah, okay, you can just do an improvised weapon. Roll a d20 plus 7.
Okay. Let's see here. That's a 24!
Oh my god, you kill this man with that. Describe what you do, because the minimum damage will drop him.
I just drive the beak through his cranium.
Oh my god! Just like, delete a man.
Yeah, I'm holding his commander's head like a fucking bowling ball, like, through the eye sockets as I just crack him like a fucking egg.
Christ on a crutch. All right, Chris, it's your turn.
Yeah, Bull's pissed. Nobody's listening to him, and he's very insecure. I mean, think about it. He's only been up and around since 2003. This is a fucking 8-year-old.
I'm going to look down at this guy, and I'm going to... My sword dripping blood by my side. I'm going to point at him.
You. Do you want to be the one that survives and tells of the bloody swath we cut through this country to reinstate your rightful king?
I'm going to roll intimidate.
I like that you bought into the monarchy as well.
I'm all in on it. Fuck! It's a 16.
No, I do not.
Okay.
How do you? Okay.
Can I? Is it like an attack roll if I just like drop down on him and just like skewer him with the sword?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a that's a 15 to hit.
You miss and you land prone in this next square. God over.
Damn. Oh, I land prone.
Roll an acrobatics check.
Yeah, okay. This die's done. That's a 15 acrobatics check.
That's actually enough to just stay steady, but you're going to take a minus one. You're going to be flat-footed.
That's fine. Like this square or this square right here?
Either one.
I'd like this square, because I'll swing on him a second
Yeah, time. There are three remaining birds that you're attacking. Perfect. Both of their commanders are dead, though they don't know it. One of them drowned in gravy.
Perfect. I rolled 12 to hit.
No.
I have two.
That's all your actions.
Oh,
oh no, you have one action.
I have one action. I'm fishing for a crit. It's an 11 plus 5 is...
Nope.
Yep, 16. Nope, nothing.
Colonel, you're surrounded by four idiots.
There comes a time in everyone's life when you have to look down deep.
They're crying, by the way. Their leader is dead, drowned in a stein of gravy.
That's just the colonel's mad stein.
The gravy slowly spreading.
Yeah, amazing.
It's like pooling with like blood and bile. Right.
Blood, bile, and
gravy. Truly horrifying stuff. I think in this time, we all need a blight bomb!
just curls a blight bomb. Just like pocket sand, basically.
I fucking love Colonel Sanders!
I rolled an 18 plus 12,
That is a crit. You crit this idiot.
Blight bombs so hard. I want to throw it down like right in the middle to try and get maximum splash damage for...
Yep. I'll let you move it to splash for that.
Please and thank you, because...
I'll let you do regular damage, but do it to all of them instead.
That would be awesome. Okay, so that is going to be... Sorry, I keep bouncing between screens here.
For the purists, I'm doing a homebrew.
So that's going to be 4d6, 4d4, then?
It's going to be 2d6, but to each of them. Okay.
That is going to be a 4 and a 6 for the first ones.
You're going to kill all four of them.
A 3 and a 3. Four.
Yeah, you just delete them. Four chickens just... Like, all but one of the chickens die.
Brutal.
This is a great game. I love Easter.
Yeah, this is really in the spirit of Easter.
Uh-huh. Really, truly.
So, I have one last move, is my understanding?
Yes, okay. You do.
Well, I'm going to roll a D20, and that's going to be a 11 plus 2, right?
No, it's your. This was actually only your first attack, so it would be 11 plus... 7.
Okay, so, 8.
Yeah, so you stabbed that guy for the last damage.
That's exactly what I want to do. So 2d4.
You get right up in there. And they're
6.
I'm just slowly...
6 damage. So yeah, I just shiv him and I start, you know, plucking the bodies.
All right, it's the remaining chicken's turns. This one's going to run off into the woods. This one is too. It's afraid. It doesn't like this. One is going to stand and try to attack you, Chris.
See, they wanted to be the ones that survived and told about the bloody swath that we cut through this island to reinstate the Rifle King.
But now we're going to need Dennis to add subtitles.
Yeah.
Right. I just like the idea of the audience just not being able to understand broad swaths of whatever crew.
Yes, starring David Hayter as...
Chris, does a 21 hit you?
No, it does not.
Three different... a 21, a 20, and an 18. All right, so these ones run off. This one misses you three times.
I pull my jacket open and look at the bullet hole, like, that, like, entered. But there's, like, there's no wound, no exit, like...
And this one is going to come over here and try to... I will take down Ernesto Panita. It's the last thing I do. And pulls out a satchel of grenades.
Fuck.
Oh, fuck.
I like that guy.
And he's just going to start running. And he does not get all the way because it does take an action to set them off. But he's right here. All right. It is the bunny's turn. Bunny has no idea what's going on. Shift's going to get out of the way. The shift is just gonna climb on top of the. You're on your own, bunny. The bunny's gonna try to. The bunny's going to try to cast paralyze on this guy. Oh my god, he fails. And then he's gonna run off. Actually, it is this. It is this bunny. It is this chicken that's on its own. And he pieces two as the chicken is left paralyzed with an active satchel of grenades.
Jesus.
And it's back to Bo's turn. There's a paralyzed chicken just holding 10 grenades.
Just covered in grenades. Cool, cool, cool. I'm going to try my best to get away, but just to make sure it's super safe for everybody. Zombie, buddy, you got to do one last thing for me, friend.
God.
Yes, my new ally. I implore you, give the ultimate sacrifice.
Okay, so it moves over and it'll attack.
I was thinking just dive on it, bodily, so I guess just a grab attack?
Yeah, just a grab. You can just roll attack, it doesn't have to do damage.
Okay. 20 plus 9. Another 24! Oh
yeah, he's holding this guy tightly grabbed. The bombs, the grenades are strapped across.
Okay.
You have your other two actions.
I'm gonna have the zombie do a bite. Yep. Or no, it did the move and then the grab.
Yeah, so you should just leave. Yeah,
go to Chris.
Yeah, I'm gonna at least get around the corner.
Can you run to Chris?
Fuck it.
We still got that one.
You don't have to. You just run around the corner.
I'm just gonna go like here, just so I'm out of the way of the fucking any potential explosives. Right. let me move my guy here. There we go. And then. Damn, I don't know. I guess I'm just gonna duck and cover as best I can. Is that anything I can do?
Yeah, you can literally just duck.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna do that. just in preparation of a big fucking explosion behind me.
How far can I
that's my
throw
turn.
An elixir? Or throw.
It won't do anything. They'd have to catch it and then drink it. Yeah.
Coolio. Okay, so Bo, was that your turn?
Yep. Right, I'm done.
All right. Chris Kyle.
Yep.
I'm swinging on this motherfucker. I'm done. Everyone else ran. He thought he was gonna. Stand here and defy me. That's a 23 to hit.
That'll hit.
17 damage.
Yeah, he's not looking great.
You could have been the last one. You could have been the messenger that ran like they did in Athens. But I'm the Spartans. I just rolled a nat 20.
Holy shit.
Oh my
god. Fuck yeah, buddy.
Who's gonna tell us? Athens now.
And I swing to behead him. 27.
Once there was a chicken, and now there is not.
That crit
once
I was
chicken,
for.
Now cutlets.
I bend down and grab my gun. I have two actions left.
Yeah. There are no chickens left willing to fight. You could just end your turn, and it'll be over.
As I walk away slowly, the grenades go off behind.
Yeah, as you walk away, the chicken just goes, and this whole house explodes.
I pull off my third pair of sunglasses. There's another one underneath of it.
My God, we've done it. Someone fucking heal me.
And that's where we'll stop this week's episode of Psychic Dolphin Garage's PDG RPG. Come back next week for another fantastic campaign episode. Until next time. Tell a story. Tell a story.